This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Monday edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Glad to have you along for the ride today on a Monday edition of the program. So much going on. So much to cover. So many things to talk about. Where do you begin? That's why we ask the question, what's on your mind? So you can call us at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. You can text Todd or me. Did I avoid the buzzer there, Todd? Just came close, didn't I?
Why would you have gotten the buzzer?
Remember the Todd or I thing. Todd or me, Todd or I.
Oh, the grammar Nazi thing.
Yeah.
You know, if it makes you feel better.
I didn't say it, though. I did say it. I gave you the example, I guess. 800-228-0550. Just put that in your speed dial. Call us. We love hearing from you. You can text us, 701-367-2054 for me, or 226-8503 for Todd. 226-8503 for him, 367-2054 for me. On the program today, we will chat next hour, about right now, with Mac Schneider. He is now the Democratic endorsed candidate for the U.S. House race after their convention this weekend in Grand Forks. And then we'll also chat with Tom Campbell. He is seeking the Republican endorsement in that race. And he and Kelly Armstrong will be asking delegates for their votes coming up in Grand Forks in 3 weeks, less than 3 weeks now. We'll have Tom today, Kelly tomorrow on the program. So we get serious about focusing in on those races. You know, obviously, possibly a primary race in both the Democratic and Republican. We haven't heard yet from Ben Hansen. Some reports this weekend from some disgruntled Democrats that the Democrats in North Dakota gave Ben Hansen the Bernie Sanders treatment, and that he just was totally thrown under the bus. We'll dig into that. We'll ask Mac about it. We'll also ask Ben about it coming up on the program. So Joe Biden was the keynote speaker, and I did attend it on your behalf. As you remember, I asked for credentials, and they initially said no, and then they said yes. And so I was up there. I covered it, saw Joe Biden, saw Heidi Heitkamp's announcement. And I'm not going to play it for you because it'll bore you, but you can't even believe the questions asked of Heidi Heitkamp in a press event. First of all, they had a highly controlled press event. They allowed people to come in. They said only one member of each media can ask a question. So they're, you know, putting rules on, which just never happens in North Dakota. It just doesn't happen. Don't do it that way. I mean, she's afraid of taking questions from members of the media. And for the life of me, I can't understand why. Now, I was not able to remain for that event. Actually, spoke to a group Saturday night. The National Guard Association of North Dakota, which was a fabulous time. And so I was zooming back to West Fargo to speak to that group, so I couldn't stay there. Chris Berg stayed, and we have the clip of the press conference. I think I have it up, but folks, she has no reason to be afraid. These people clearly are all voting for her and ask her nothing that could even be considered tough. It's just embarrassing. And Joe Biden was flat out nutty. I just don't understand it. Do you have an example of the nuttiness, Kevin? We have a little nutty clip here that we can play you of Joe. Thought Kevin had. Did he share it with us, maybe? Todd, do we have it?
We not only need bright women and men, we not only need women and men of integrity, we not only need women and men of high principles, we need women and men able to arrive at consensus.
He went into this whole really weird thing about consensus. And in that kind of tone, first of all, does that fire you up? Does that get you motivated? It was like this odd lecture where he was being all dramatic. We need consensus. And he looked at the front row with Heidi Heitkamp and Ken Conrad and Byron Dorgan there and said, consensus. Don't question your opponent's motive. Don't say your opponent's in the pocket of big oil. Very, very bizarre. I can't begin to explain it. And one comment from a delegate to me, just one. I mean, I'm there with a bunch of very liberal Democrats. However many, you know, delegates there are there. One longtime high-ranking Democrat told me they were well short of what they had hoped to get in the way of 750. And about the average, around 450. I guess they usually get about 400. But then I saw the tally on one of the races. I think the Max Schneider, Ben Hansen race. And there was like 600. So I don't know. Anyway, of all those delegates, just one chose to make an odd comment for me. And Todd, since the, so this would have been Saturday afternoon, you know, just before Joe Biden. So I guess around 2-3 o'clock. And the comment was, I just want to tell you, she came up to me, she said, I just want to tell you, it's too bad you are so hateful. That's what she said. Now, she literally, the second she said that, pivoted away from me. And I was like, please come back here. I would like to have a conversation with you. What? Give me an example of how I'm hateful. I'm just, now she's 5, 10, 15, 20 feet away from me. She's gone. No intention of engaging. She just wanted to tell me that, Kevin. Now, you know, when somebody does that and doesn't want to sort of defend it, I just sort of let it go, right? I mean, what can I do? I don't think I'm hateful, and I don't know what she means by I'm hateful, so I've got to just let it go. But Todd...
Hey, I'm hateful too, so...
As I was sitting in church on Sunday, singing the psalm, well, I wasn't really singing, because if I do that, people around me look like, who let the hyena in here? But anyway, I was
in a whispering under my breath. Are you singing entirely too loud in church? Is that you?
No, I don't sing too loud.
There's always that one person, right?
I sing poorly. Yeah, the ones that crack me up are the ones that are like a couple of words ahead of everybody else, and then they're loud. Yeah, that's
exactly.
No, this was Psalm 51. It was, create a clean heart in me. Oh, God. So that psalm is going, and her comment is coming back to me. So now I'm thinking, okay, I can't ignore this. I can't just totally ignore it. I've got to ask the family there on Monday morning on the radio for just a little bit of a clean heart check. You know, who knows who has a clean heart, right? You don't know if I do. I don't know if you do. I mean, that's a dangerous game. And I saw some people on the blogs this weekend playing that game, saying terrible things. One of them on the K-Fire Facebook page, just trying to question people's faith, whatever. I just blow those off because, to me, keyboard warriors, whatever. People say really dumb, crazy things. I'm just, you could use them to say, can you believe this? But it's not even hardly worth it. But this one, I don't know why. I don't know why. It sort of stuck with me. So then I started going through my head. What do I say that's hateful? Now, I don't think that I say anything hateful, but here's my question to you. Do you hear anything hateful in what I say? And if you do, help me understand what that is, and I'll hear you out. This is for anybody of any political persuasion. What I will not do is in any way apologize for having a belief set, for standing up for what I believe. Now, how I say that, I'm 100% willing to say maybe I've communicated that poorly. Maybe I've said something that you viewed as hateful. I didn't happen to think it was hateful when I said it, or I wouldn't have said it, but you're saying it. I don't want to turn into a, you know, mamby-pamby. In other words, I'm not changing who I am. I am who I am in the way of my beliefs. How I say what I believe, I'm open to consultation from the fine audience, because I don't ever want to be hateful. This woman saw something I put up on social media heard something I said on the radio, thought I was hateful. Do you think I'm hateful? And if so, please share with me what brings you to this conclusion. You got to do that. You got to follow through. Otherwise, it's hard to take you seriously. But something thought, you know, I thought we have a lot to do between now and November, folks. There's a lot that's going to happen through this program. It isn't always going to be about politics and races, but a lot of that will be covered. Somebody has to. Go watch the Heidi Heitkamp press conference. It's a bunch of, you know, what about this? It's nothing of note. It's nothing serious. It's nothing that needs to be asked. So if we don't do it, nobody will. So, help me out here. 258-0550, 800-228-0550, and big, big bonus points, maybe even a free MyPillow, for somebody who is a political opposite of me to help out why something you heard might be helpful. I want to know.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Plaza Pool Tables too. Vince, big month of savings to go in March, right?
Yeah, it's our national hot tub financing event, which is through the remainder of March, which means you can get 60 months no interest financing on all hot spring hot tubs, and including the Ace saltwater hot tub, which is fantastic. It means you can get into a hot tub for less than a cup of coffee a day.
Wow, 2017 models right now. You're moving those out still with big savings.
Yeah,
right?
we have a few 2017 models left, where you can also save big bucks and get into the wellness of hot water at the same time.
Hot tubs, patio furniture, game tables, saunas, and remember, when you use the promo code ACE and tell them Scott sent you, you save up to $2,800. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Hurry!
And don't forget the no-interest financing event going on now too at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck too.
Use the promo code ACE and tell them Scott sent you to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot too.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Past the hour. What's on your mind? Lila is north of Tioga. She's first up today on What's on Your Mind with a comment at 258-0550. Hi, Lila.
Hi. I just have to say I enjoy your morning show. I listen to it every morning, and I really appreciate what you have to share. And the lady that thought you were the one that didn't like you or something, there's something wrong with her. That's all I have to say.
You think it's something that I've said that touched a nerve with her, maybe, or something, and that's why she...
I don't know what it could have been. She's probably from a different party, or I don't know.
Clearly, this was the Democratic Convention, so that's why I say I was actually amused that there wasn't, you know, more folks up. I mean, that were there. I talked to Byron Dorgan for a while, and Josh Boshi was chatty, and Perry Miller, who I call my favorite Democrat from down there in Wahpeton. And that's not a long list, that favorite Democrat list, Lila, just so you know. But, you know, I mean...
I know that.
Yeah, I just want... Sure. I always would want to be civil. I wouldn't want to ever be considered hateful. So I'm just trying to, you know, get in their mind a little bit about what it is that I said they could be hateful. Now, if they say, well, you need to vote for Heidi Heitkamp or you're hateful, you're never going to get me in that camp, right? It's not going to happen.
That's true. That's very true, for sure.
Yeah. We'll just keep doing what we're doing then, Lila. Thank you very much. I do want to know, though. Honestly, I didn't ask this question to be dramatic or, you know, cutesy or stunt or anything else. I just kind of want to know why someone would think that, because I don't think I'm hateful. You cannot like what I have to say. You cannot like my views, but I don't think I do it in a hateful way. And I'm not looking for anybody to say, you're great, Scott. No, you never do that. I'm just, what do you think it is that would have them say I'm hateful? I can't figure it out. Stuartsdale is where we go next, and Marty. Marty, you're up.
Hey, Scott, you know what it is?
What's that?
You're passionate. They call that hateful. You're passionate for your cause, and they interpret that as hateful. And I'll tell you what, I don't have any respect for anybody that's not passionate against or for their cause. So I just want to tell you, my friend, keep being passionate. You're doing a great job, and I have plenty of respect for you because you are passionate, and they think you're hateful, so that means it's working. Keep doing the good work.
Do you think you can sometimes be passionate and get so revved up that you cross the line into hateful?
Yeah, they do it all the time. You know, they don't have the causes that we have and that you fight for all the time, which are our freedoms for life and everything I respect you for. And if you didn't have that passion and you didn't have them against you, that means it's working. You're doing a good job. When they do this to you, Scott, that means you're doing a good job, and I hope you keep doing it.
Thank you, Marty. Appreciate that. Take it as a sign of the success if someone, as a Democratic delegate, that would be committed to views very, very different than mine, very different than Marty's, obviously, says they don't like what you're doing. I guess I take that. Stephen Fargo, how about you? Steve, are you there? I'm going to put Steve back on hold because I didn't hear anything there. Mike in Mayville, you're next on What's on Your Mind, 2580550.
Good morning, Scott.
Hello, sir.
First of all, I'd just like to say about singing in church, there's nothing wrong with singing Glory and Praise to the Lord, my friend. So sing loud and sing proud. Don't worry about what other people think. The Lord thinks you have a beautiful voice.
Well, thank you for that. I'll remember that. The Lord may, but my wife doesn't. But we'll work.
Your wife, she's going to have to sing right along with you.
She has a pretty voice. Whole family does. They're fabulous. But I'll maybe just take it up a notch, Mike. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you got to consider the source that lady. You know, she's not of your political strait, and she's going to disagree with you no matter what you say. But what you need to do is just pray for that woman. Pray that she'll see the light, and she'll come around to your way of thinking. That's what we all need to do. Because we can't lose sleep over what these other people think about us when we know we have righteousness on our side. So you just got to hang in there, brother.
No, it didn't. It didn't bother me. I will, especially when somebody won't engage on it. But for some reason, when I'm thinking about it, you know, talking about a clean heart, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to just talk to the audience a little bit. Maybe it'll prompt a conversation to help me better understand where she was coming from, at least, and say, okay, well, I could see how you think that was hateful. It's not hateful and from my perspective, but I could see how you thought that, but you don't know that if you don't have an example, so I wanted to ask for, you know, some examples from her.
I don't want to engage with you.
No.
I want to engage with you, so you just got to let it go.
Yeah, bad sign. Bad sign. Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that.
You bet.
Benson, Minnesota. Kay, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me on. So, you know, I got to tell you a short story. When I was Growing up in my family, I had 7 siblings, and we were all close together in age, and I didn't understand it at the time as a young girl, but my mother would say when we would get into our spats and our little tussles, she would say, act civilized. And I never understood what that meant until I got older, and I started to think about what she said. And I think that's what we've lost in our society, is acting civilized. We don't respect each other during a discussion or a disagreement, and we certainly have lost our civility.
Yeah, I don't ever want to do that. You know what I mean? I don't ever want to do, I want to be a happy warrior, and I think I am. I do agree that I'm passionate about it, and I will admit to being irritated by some of the positions of the left, especially on things like innocent life. You know, it's impossible not to get mad about that, and I tend to get a little more animated about something you know, that I firmly believe, but nonetheless, it should be civil because you're not going to win anybody over not being civil, you know?
Well, and I agree with you, Scott, and I think you do a good job of doing exactly that. I just, I think in our arguments and disagreements, I think we've kind of lost track of the ground rules.
Appreciate the call and the comment. Thank you, Kay. Steve Fargo is back. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Scott. Yeah, I think it runs so much deeper than that. Unfortunately, the radical left is just that radical. They are truly socialist/Marxist, and those aren't fighting words. Those are, you know, definitions of their political ideologies. And they truly believe that if government is not confiscating a majority of producers' incomes and passing it out to individuals that think and believe like them, of which sadly many of them aren't, you know, making the effort to take care of themselves, that and hence makes you evil, you know, or hateful because you don't believe in communal living. And then we just, you know, take a look at U.S. and world history over the last, you know, 100+ years, virtually every time some form of communal living is implemented, it results in the abject poverty and starvation of tens of thousands or millions of people, and they just refuse to accept those facts.
Yeah, there is. You've described a large swath of, you know, a major political party in the United States of America. It's the Democratic Party. Do you see a lot of signs of that in North Dakota, Steve?
No, but they're out there. They're out there. The comparison I always like to make is Ted Cruz and John F. Kennedy Jr., okay? So, John F. Kennedy, the president, not Jr., John F. Kennedy, JFK. They had a lot more in common politically than most people would admit. They were, I don't think you know specifically if JFK was pro-life. I'm assuming he was.
Yeah, but on taxes for sure. Yeah, good point. Although very corrupt. I mean, watch this Kennedy series. Wow, Joe Kennedy? Man, bad news. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Thanks, Steve. Hal in West Fargo, you're next to go. 258-0550 is the telephone number, or text us.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
What happens if no one's fighting for traditional pro-life and pro-family values? The team at Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota won't let that happen. They defend and preserve pro-life and pro-family biblical values every day, representing you and your principles at the state legislature and alerting you to key issues that affect the family in North Dakota. Join Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota at its annual dessert banquet, Tuesday, April 10th, 7 p.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn. Call for tickets, 701-219-0948.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on computers. computer, I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Isn't that you're hateful. Your problem is you are too nice to the nation's enemies, like Democrats.
I'm too nice now. Now, boy, we're throwing around all kinds of angles on this question. How you doing?
Enemies.
Ooh. Yeah. I assume he means Democrats or people on the left, right?
The nation's enemies. Said.
Yeah. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Factual. Passionate, pointed questions. That's what you're going to get. But we can do it, I think, civil. I hope we can do it civil. I plan to be civil about this. But there does need to be tough questions. No doubt about that. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the University of Mary. We need nurses. You've probably heard this. And nurses, right now, at the University of Mary, have an opportunity to grow in skills and excel in the profession. At the University of Mary, they have a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. And understand your desire to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession and increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. At the University of Mary, they want to make that possible for you. And they'll do it, saving you a lot of money. Comparable programs can run as much as $8,000 higher for a Master's of Science in Nursing degree that they now offer for about $15,000. Smart choice. Caring for others is what you do. Caring for you is what they do. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time. Find out more, umary.edu/MSN to apply. All right. Let me read a couple of texts here for you. A progressive thinks conservatives are hateful. Can't do anything about what they think. A caller's right. You're too nice, says another one. Here's one that says your irrational hatred of all things Democrat, as in the Democratic Party, is hateful. Your defense of your hateful audience. Oh, folks, you've been dragged into this now. We're in this together. Oh, boy. Your defense of your hateful audience, the callers, is hateful. Attacking the people who voted for Barack Hussein Obama is hateful. Your blind adherence to your misinterpretation of the Second Amendment is hateful. But most of all, your incessant defense of the so-called President Trump is hateful. Oh, my gosh. I think Roger in Minot, saying so-called president, has revealed he might be harboring a little hatred, but he's quick to dole it out for you because you don't agree with him politically. This is hard to counter. There's no examples of hate in anything he's given us there. there's examples of political disagreements, but all right, phones, back to the phones. Hal in West Fargo, your take.
Yeah, Scott. Rush Limbaugh went through 37, 38 years of his life but never been called hateful. And once he got his national show, the attacks on him came out right and left for just having him express his own opinion. And Rush, just like yourself, is really surprised at the response of people who disagreed with him and how they tried to categorize him and everything. And just kind of goes with the nature of the beast at this time in our society.
You know, comes with the turf.
Yeah. Liberals, they want to ban anything they're against, and they want to ban anything that they support.
Well, I would hope they're smart enough to know that if they're going to call us hateful, which for most of us in this conversation sounds like we believe is all about our political beliefs, our value set, our passion on what we stand for, not anything we harbor in our heart for them, they're going to have to give some examples so we at least have the benefit of being able to say, okay. You know, I think you're right there. Texter says, it reminds me of when the left accused Rush Limbaugh of being anti-Jewish in an organized campaign. So he challenged them to show any evidence of it, and of course there was none. I think that's your point, Hal, that others are taking these arrows, too. Thanks for the call. Christian, south of Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hi, this is Christian, the non-Christian, from the Todd the Radio God Atheist group.
All right.
And I'd like to say that I can speak like Todd the Radio God. Anyway,
yeah.
I went to Brown Institute for broadcasting, and I've never spent a day behind the microphone. I'd love to do that if you have an opening. Anyway, my family was 4 adopted children and 45 foster kids in and out of our house. My parents were lovely people, and I would like to say that whatever makes you feel good, you should do it as a human being. Whatever makes you feel secure, that's what you should do. I don't believe in Christ. I don't believe in God. I don't believe in anything I can't see. But I'm not going to say that you can't believe in those things. I'm not going to say that you can't worship if you choose to worship. And to say that you are hateful because you are passionate about these things, this is hateful.
Has anyone raised the irony with you that a guy by the name of Christian is an atheist?
And my middle name is Joseph. So they just took the Bible and slapped me twice when I was born. Christian Joseph.
Wow.
But, you know, and I went to St. Anthony's when I was a kid. But I was never convinced of anything I can't see. But that's just me.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna put these things on you. If you choose to believe, then choose to believe. That if it makes you feel good, if it makes you feel secure, that's what you should do as a human being.
Christian, appreciate the call. And I'm guessing if your parents named you Christian Joseph, they had probably a different idea for your faith path. So I'll tuck you in my prayer list here is there still time? There's still time, plenty of time. Before you meet your maker.
So. Yeah. Well,
that's not hateful, is it? What I just said. I hope that's not hateful.
Hey. I don't feel that way. And I love your program. And I wish I could do some radio.
You
just did. You can call any time. Appreciate the call, Christian. Thank you very much. Gary and Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Scott, this gentleman that was just on, the truth is of God. It's from God. To speak out the truth is the right thing to do. God teaches that. That man that was talking, that's not of God. If you don't believe in God, it's not good. Because God is the creator, he's the king, he's the almighty one. Thank you very much, God. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call, Gary. I also think God gives us a free will, and we've got to use that to either follow the teaching in the very, very, very simple word that's found. The word is called the word for a reason in the book. But if you choose otherwise, you know, then again, this is a choice. This is that free will. But that's why I said I would be adding him to my list, because I'm guessing that's what his parents want for him, and they're probably. But boy, what a story. 40, talk about a loving home. They have 45 foster kids through there. There's a special place in heaven for that, for sure. Call that came in during the break. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Oh, this is going to be fun. Hang on just a sec. Here we go.
Hey, good morning, Scott. It's Tom up in Lake of the Woods. Regarding your commentary this morning where a woman suggested that you're hateful, I guess something I've noticed from the left for quite a long time is that there's so many issues that they know they can't defend because there's evidence to prove that they're in the wrong. An example would be Louis Farrakhan. If you play a video of Louis Farrakhan disparaging Jewish people or the white people or whatever, there's no way they can defend that when they're looking at a video of him actually doing this. So what they'll do is they'll just have their automatic response, which is to say, well, you're racist. And in your case, she didn't have any kind of a valid argument or a clear argument, so she just throws out one of those labels that they automatically use in response. So you're a hater. Obviously, she couldn't give you a specific example, but I've noticed that a lot in the left is they're quick to call names because they're trying to defend positions that there's no defense for. So enjoying your show a lot, Scott, as always, so take care.
Thank you. 2580550 with your comments. That's the local number, 2580550. Text Todd or I, 367-2054 for me. 8503 for Todd, okay?
Check the one I just put up.
Let's see, Scott. Sadly, many people no longer listen to KFYR because of your perpetual disrespect ranting. You said Heidi Ho many times. I don't believe I've ever said that.
I don't remember you ever saying that.
No, I mean, if it was in the context you're saying it was said, I know I've never said it. But there was another one you used for a while that was something like uppity, ippity. I don't recall saying that. What about that is respectful? You use respectful names for Hoban and Kramer. Why can't you do the same for Heidi? The level of disrespect you aim at others will be the level of disrespect others will aim at you. Grow up and set a level of respect for all that would cause all to see you in the same light. All right? Again, I would ask for examples that I've actually said, because you've cited examples that didn't happen. And if anybody disagrees with me and I said what he said, I said on ippity-ippity or uppity-ippity or whatever. Lay it on. Bring it on. Tell me. Another texter says it's called projection. People who hate will project their hate on the people whom disagree with them. Leftists do it with everything. Racist, bigot, hater. They project what they are somewhere else to divert negative attention from them. I see. Texter says, what does an atheist say when somebody sneezes? I don't know. We should get Christian back on the phone and see if we can find out. Todd, do you know what an atheist says when somebody sneezes? Pretty good, actually.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah, exactly right. For some people, hearing the truth is hurtful.
True.
Yeah. You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's?
Yep, Denny's.
Try my dulce de leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm dulce de leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new dulce de leche crunch pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean, burning, renewable fuel produced by domestic resources such as soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use soy biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sounds like we solved the mystery. And by the way, Todd is the in charge of the bumper music today, obviously, with that selection. Who is that anyway? Who's singing that?
That was Cab Calloway.
I see. Yeah.
So if it's not that one, David Clayton Thomas in Blood, Sweat, and Tears would have.
Yeah, I don't think they meant any ill will towards Senator Heidi Heitkamp, right? So,
pretty sure the Cab Calloway thing came on 34. So
a texter though said that Rush Limbaugh had used some of those comments previously. So I think the texter, critical of yours truly, might have been referring to Rush, not me. Let's just talk about the policy. Let's just talk about the votes. This is talking about saying one thing, doing another. You know, we can go there. There's no need to, you know, divert from this other stuff. You got a specific hateful comment you think I've said? Tell me what it is, and I'll have a honest conversation about it with you. Okay. All right, but before we do that, Christian does have an answer to what do you say when an atheist sneezes. What is the answer, Christian?
You know, I'm not religious, but I like to consider myself a very spiritual person. I hope the best for people around me. And if you sneeze, I say, I hope you feel better.
I hope you feel better. Gesundheit works better, I think, or God bless you. But appreciate that. Thank you, Christian. Steve, on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, Scott. So a couple of quick caveats. One, I'm 46, started paying attention to politics really towards middle end of Reagan into Bush. So my window is smaller than some of your listeners, and I can admit, honestly, I almost never listen to your program, mostly because I work during the day. I just happen to be on the road. So the thing that I guess I feel like I've noticed Reagan into now is this difference between gaining understanding of somebody else's point of view versus conversion. And we're all sort of trapped in that dynamic where you either see it my way or you're hateful or you're wrong. And I think this is less about anything you've said and more about just the way the discussion seems to go on a personal and national level is we have to convert. We can't find understanding. And I think that should worry people more than anything. You know, we need differing points of view. The problem is not somebody who doesn't think like me or like you, and I would consider myself a conservative Republican if put to the test. The problem is the moment we stop listening to each other to find the best solution possible, all we become is fractures of the country we used to be, and that really only serves either people in power who could care less about what people are thinking because it keeps them in power, or other entities that just don't care about thought. When we stop thinking, that's when we have trouble. So I don't think your comments or your personality is hateful. I think that's a person who's stuck in the dynamic that says, well, he either thinks like me or he must be wrong. And that's the bigger problem than just admitting that we have differing points of view.
Very well said, I think, Steve. I think that's a big, huge part of the problem. Although I will tell you, the Democratic / liberal viewpoint these days is to put everybody in a bucket and to do identity politics. And I've seen what that's done to Europe. And I think that's the push that they want us to go. And that's something I'm not going to be polite about when I talk about how awful that is, when how demeaning that is. And you know, I think we need to be passionate and stand up what we believe. But I think all we can do is have a civil conversation about it, because if you're not civil about it, there's zero chance somebody's going to come around to your point of view, right? None.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I don't think subjugating your belief system to somebody else is the goal. We need to stand strong for our beliefs, but at the same time, and I'm speaking to both sides of the proverbial aisle, the aisle runs down the middle, so we got to figure out the best way for each side. But yeah, if you dogmatically follow one point of view, either you use Europe as your example, and I do have degrees in history, so first in European history, but if your willingness to follow one dogmatic point of view to the exclusion of all others, that we call those people despots. We call those people lifetime leaders. We might call them Putin. But at the same time, it's intelligent thought and thoughtful solutions that should drive our country, not sayings and panderings to thought processes that don't engage in that.
Appreciate the thought, Steve. Thank you very much. Buck and Christine, let's get you in here. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Scott. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Usually I would be on a rant about something like this, but I'm just getting up and around, so I won't chew your ear off this morning. But, yeah, I just can't believe how the left, just the people, especially in the state of North Dakota, could be so duped by such hypocrisy. I mean, look at the black political leaders and all their hate speech. I mean, it's a far cry from Martin Luther King, right? And a lot of their funding is coming from George Soros. And if anybody is anti-Semitic, it was him stealing all the valuables from his own fellow Jews before they were let off to the Nazi death camps. And for people just not to wake up and see, you know, what's really going on in the left-wing party. The left-wing is so far left right now that they won't even stand up and say what they really believe in and what their true goal is. They're just saying, oh, if you don't vote for us, you're racist, a bigot, sexist, or a hater, or...
And all the labels come out, but careful, you're pointing out what they're doing, so therefore you're hateful, because you've shined some light on this, Buck. I appreciate your call and your comment. We're up against the break. Texter says, it wasn't Russia, it was you. Bottom line, take responsibility for your actions, and from this day forward, raise your level of respect for all. Now, I see you being lectured there, but I didn't say that. Todd says I didn't say it, so... sorry you fell out.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.